Living life to the full. Hayden was 52 when a routine eye examination revealed retinitis pigmentosa. Now 80, he reflects on how he's continued to enjoy an active and fulfilling life. I joined the Royal Army Dental Corps at 16, fresh from the first year of a dental technician apprenticeship, and went on to serve for 24 years. My time in the Army was fantastic. I travelled widely, enjoyed some great postings, and threw myself into sports like running, hockey, tug of war, and later windsurfing and sailing. My sight was never brilliant, but nothing that seemed worth worrying about. But looking back now, I can see there were signs something was wrong. Towards the end of my training, we sometimes had night exercises. Everyone else would be running around while I'd be sitting under a tree, wondering why I couldn't see a thing. And every so often, I'd miss something that should have been easy to spot. Only years later did I realise these were the early symptoms of retinitis pigmentosa, RP, which gradually robs you of your peripheral vision. The loss can be so gradual you don't notice it happening. At 52, everything changed. I went for a routine eye check, got referred to the hospital, and came out with a diagnosis I'd never even heard of. No one else in my family has RP, so it was a complete shock. My eyesight wasn't too bad at that point, but I knew what was coming. By this time, I was running my own dental business, making dentures and the like. I decided to sell up and retire early so I could enjoy the sight I had left. My wife and I spent a few wonderful years travelling around on a narrow boat, until my vision deteriorated to the point where I had to give up my driving licence. That was tough. I'd always enjoyed driving, but my wife drives, thankfully, and we adapted. Sport played a big role in my life after I left the army. I played golf, and because I'd always been a keen runner, I took up triathlons. But when my peripheral vision dropped to around 20 degrees, cycling just wasn't safe anymore. I switched to a tandem for a while before accepting I had to give it up. Golf lasted longer. Big open spaces, not too many people to bump into, and with friends helping me locate my ball, I could still enjoy the game. Then a couple of years ago, I discovered acoustic shooting. I'd heard of it before but kept putting it off, wanting to hang on to golf as long as I could. When I finally gave it a try, I loved it immediately. It's incredibly accessible. You can even do it to a high level with no sight at all, so I'm planning to keep going with it. The dental technician in me still loves creating things. During lockdown, I bought a ukulele and then thought, I'm sure I could make one better than this. Before I knew it, I'd made 16 and sold them all. I now have a lathe and a metalworking machine and have moved on to making little steam engines. I'm also restoring a couple of old jukeboxes. My sight is now down to about 4 degrees of central vision, with no peripheral at all. I describe it as looking through a pair of toilet rolls. What I can see is crystal clear, but I can't see anything around it. I have a guide dog, and my wife comes with me when we're out and about. At home, I bump into things a lot, but then again, so does my wife, and her sight is fine. Even so, I stay active. I walk miles every day with the dog and I keep busy with my hobbies. I try not to think too much about the possibility of losing all my sight one day. RP progresses slowly for me and I'm grateful for that. If I've learned anything, it's the importance of a good support network. I played golf for 40 years with the same people. When my sight started going, they didn't make a fuss, but they did make allowances. If I accidentally kicked someone's ball on the green, they'd just put it back and carry on. I also joined Blind Veterans UK a few years ago. I visited the centre and went on a driving day, which was brilliant. It's good to know the charity is there when I need it. To anyone else struggling with RP or sight loss, I'd say, work out what you need and don't be afraid to ask for help. There are still so many things you can do and so many people ready to support you.